Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, July 11th. Big weekend at Keeneland, the only week Keeneland's running this spring and summer, all packed into one in a huge day. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site. You should be taking advantage. It's legal in most states and covers most tracks, especially Keeneland, which we're going to cover today on the podcast. You can get the written version of the podcast, which is the Key Race and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com, click on handicapping and Ella Starr's blog, or how to bet. Two ways to get there. We're going to start with the Appalachian Stakes race for Keeneland on Saturday, July 11th, at the post of 2:45 Eastern. Mariah Foot imported from France just recently, June, after running there in February. Not only is she fit with six workouts since June 1, she won her last race. That was a stakes race in a field of 10 on an all-weather surface, which translates pretty good to turf. It also was on a counterclockwise left-handed course, just like those in the U.S., and it was at this mile trip. In the race, she was close up early and surged at the end in a five-horse blanket finish, showing very nice will to win. Her sire has had only one horse run in the U.S. prior to this, but it was a multiple stakes winning filly on the grass, Sandiva. The 96 Echo Bay speed figure from that race in France indicates she fits at the level as it's the third best in the field. Evelyn won by almost five lengths when last seen and is now a perfect 3-for-3 on turf. She beat three-year-olds and upward in that race and faces three-year-olds only here, which is a hidden drop in class, even though she is moving into stakes for the first time. Trainer Maker claimed her for $40,000 and stands to make $90,000 if she wins, and he's a really good at claiming horses and turning them into stakes runners, so it's not without a possibility. Alms is the likely favorite. She won the first four starts of her career, ran 5th of 13 with no excuse in her fifth start. She could rebound to good form enough to win for first or second perhaps, but there's no guarantee. She should be used in the exacta. On the other hand, the other morning line favorite, Walk in Marrakesh, is a horse I'll be taking a stand against and not using at all on exacta tickets or anything else. Although she finished second in her first two North American starts after importing from France, those were in September and again in March. In her two subsequent starts, she's run poorly. Even though she appears she had trouble in both those races, which cost her a better placing, my opinion after watching the replays of those races is she really had no excuse. In the Appalachian Stakes, race for Keeneland, Saturday, July 11th, 2:45 Eastern. Win bets on Mariah Foot and Eva Lynn at 5-2 or more. If you can get one or both, bet them at 5-2. And if you bet both when making multiple win bets, always use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. It proportions your money based on the odds and helps you make the best profit. There's a free one at AmWager. I use it all the time, among many other great features. Check out AmWager.com and find out more. For the exacta, we're going to box Mariah Foot, Evelyn, and Alms. And we're going to play two pick threes here in race four. It's 50-cent pick threes at Keeneland, very playable. In race four, use Mariah Foot, Evelyn, and Alms. In race five, Garana, Mia Mischief, and Bell's the One. And in race six, we're going to use all except you could leave off three horses that have very little chance. So in the sixth race, use all, but then remove Smart Remark, Corruz, and Shared Legacy. The second ticket's going to single Garana using the only horse in the second leg. So the ticket's going to be in race four, Mariah Foot, Evelyn, and Alms. In race five, Garana. And in race six, all, except you can remove Smart Remark, Corruz, and Shared Legacy. Moving on to race five, the Madison Stakes. Post time 3:18 on Saturday, July 11th at Keeneland. And there's only a little to write about here, or talk about here, with Garana, who opens at even money because she's legitimate. She's already a grade one winner, having won the one-turn mile Acorn 13 months ago, and she returned off an eight-month layoff in stellar fashion at the 7-furlong trip recently, obviously a prep for this 7-furlong stakes in her second start back. Garana improved markedly in her second career start to win the Acorn, and similar improvement second off layoff makes her the one to beat. Everybody knows it. She opens up at even money. She's going to be bet below that. We've got to find other ways to make money with her. Mia Mischief and Bell's the One are the only likely winners if Garana fails, in my opinion. Mia Mischief is also a grade one winner, having won the Umana Distaff last May on Derby Day. She's 2-for-3 this year, although beaten at 3-to-5 last out by Bell's the One, she moves up a furlong, and that could help her turn the tables on that one, and maybe win as well. Bell's the One won the Raven Run Stakes at Keeneland at this distance last fall as a three-year-old. She came back following 3 months off after two poor efforts, and surpassed the River Run effort when winning the winning color stakes at Churchill. She, too, is likely to improve second off the layoff, and Unlike Me in Mischief opens at 3-1, which isn't good enough for a win bet. Bale's the One opens at good odds of 8-1. Every horse here except Diamond Crazy can be used on exact and try tickets, but the only way to really make a profit on those tickets is if Grana doesn't win it, if one of the long shots like Wildwood Beauty, Princess Causeway, or Unique Factor fill the second and third slots. I'm going to play those, but it's up to you. If you don't want to do it, I certainly get it. In the Madison Race, 5 at Keeneland with a 3.18 post on Saturday, July 11th, the win bet is Bell's the One at 3-1 or higher. The exacta is Garana, Me and Mischief, and Bell's the One over Garana, Me and Mischief, Bell's the One, Wildwood Beauty, Sally's Curlin', Princess Causeway, Unique Factor, and Amy's Challenge. The trifecta is going to be the same ticket, Garana, Me and Mischief, and Bell's the One over Garana, Me and Mischief, and Bell's the One first and second, and then use those same horses so the exacta and trifecta complement each other. The exacta covers those horses coming in second, the tri covers third. In third, Garana, Me and Mischief, Bell's the One, Wildwood Beauty, Sally's Curlin', Princess Causeway, Unique Factor, and Amy's Challenge. Two tickets again for the pick three. The first one is Garana, Me and Mischief, and Bell's the One in race five, all except Take Out, Smart Remark, Corouse, and Shared Legacy in race six. And in race seven, Venetian Harbor, Bonnie South, and En Voutante. In the second ticket, single Garana, use the same horses. Moving on to race six, the Shakertown Stakes, 5:351 Eastern post time. Race six at Keeneland on July 11th. Although the all button is used in pick three tickets involving this race for intra-race play, there are a few horses to key on. Two of them, Bound for Nowhere and Wildman Jack, open as co-favorites at 5-2. Three others, Just Might, Fastboat, and Totally Tossed. I'll talk about them at some length. Wildman Jack won the Daytona in California at this 5.5 furlong turf trip. It's won 4 of 8, fits on all counts. Bound for Nowhere shows up every time and won this race in 2018, missed by a neck last year. Fast Boat, like Wildman Jack, just ran the best race of his career. As good as Wildman Jack, with a 1:15 figure for Wildman Jack and a 1:16 Echo Base figure for Fast Boat. He loves to win. He's 7-17. Totally Boss won at the trip on the course last April when in top form, in the midst of 4 wins and a nose loss in 5 races, then was very well regarded in the Breeders' Cup turf sprint at 5-1, but had significant traffic issues. He returned off a 7-month layoff and again had big trouble. We're drawing a line through both those races. He's put in a sparkling workout 2 weeks ago. He's fit and ready and opens at decent odds. Now, the one horse that's really interesting as a price is Just Might. He opens at a ridiculous 50-1. I could see 20-1, maybe 15-1, but not 50-1. Just Might won a stakes race at this trip in February on turf, then finished second to a streaking multiple winner named Well Abled, who won after finishing third to a bunch of these in a common race. No horse was going to beat Well Abled that day, so that was a big race. And I just think he's got at least a 50% chance to win, maybe 10. That means he should be 11-1, but he's 50-1. We'll talk about him in a second. For betting, we're not going to get fair odds based on probability on Wildman Jack or Bound for Nowhere, so we can profit with them and exactas and pick three tickets, which I'll get to in a second. For win bets, Fast Boat and Totally Boss, who both open around 8-1, are bet at 3-1 or more, and absolutely use a dutching tool to help you allocate your money for the best profit. No matter what, I'm going to bet a win place bet, and you can bet win place and show if you want. I don't bet to show much on Just Might, who's going to be 40-50-1. For the exactas, Wildman Jack and Bound for Nowhere over all, these substitute for win bets, and you can leave out of the all again, Smart Remark, Carouse, and Shared Legacy. I don't think they're going to come in second. Then a box, Wildman Jack, Bound for Nowhere, Just Might, Fast Boat, and Totally Boss. That's an exacta box. You can certainly play it as a trifecta if you want. There's a lot of horses that can get in there, but if Just Might gets in there, it's going to be a heck of a trifecta. Moving on to race 7, the Ashland Stakes, post of 4:24 Eastern on Saturday, July 11th. In spite of the morning line making Venetian Harbor the 6-5 favorite, there are no standouts in this race. The only horse with little chance is Alta's Award. The other five all can win, except I question a little bit the Will to Win of Speech, who's also entered a run in Friday's Beaumont Stakes. Speech has finished second in 4 straight, 2 to division leaders Skydiver and Gamine. But perhaps it was a case of somebody had to run second in those races. She's a poor bet at 2-1, in my opinion. Venetian Harbor is potentially a lone frontrunner that makes her really dangerous, but she was caught last out by Swiss Skydiver, who's going to be running against the boys in the Bluegrass. And although Pratt is riding at Keeneland, he loses the mount to Rosario. Now, Rosario did ride Venetian Harbor to win in her second start when sprinting, so knows her well. So obviously, Venetian Harbor is a legitimate favorite. But just like with the male division, there are horses who are still improving, and it's very possible one can take enough of a step forward to do so today. First among those is En Voutant from the McPeak barn. It appears she's been working in company with the queen of the barn, Swiss Skydiver, who runs later against the colts in the Bluegrass. Her last two workouts have been spectacular. En Voutant put in a 59.25 furlongs, third best of 48, then a 47.6 half mile, second best of 97. On form, she fits as well, having won easily at this distance, last time out with a 96 Echo Base speed figure up from 91, but not as good as 99 she earned around two turns for the first time. Considering Venetian Harbor earned a 100 figure last out, En Voutant fits perfectly here, and she can post the upset. Bonnie South is the other horse we're going to use here. She won the Fairgrounds Oaks when last seen with a 100 figure. It was a career-best effort. However, the concern is she hasn't raced in 3.5 months compared to En Voutant and Venetian Harbor, who ran on May 29th and May 1st, respectively. On the other hand, it's Brad Cox, who trains Bonnie South, who does very well with horses off layoffs and routes, not needing preps, so I can't toss her out. In the Ashland Stakes, race 7 at Keeneland on Saturday, July 11th, with the post of 4:24 Eastern. Definitely the first win bet is En Voutant at 5-2 or more. If you get 7-2 or more around post time on Bonnie South, I'd make a smaller win bet. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to help you do the work of allocating your dollars for the best edge. Free at AmWager really helps you out. Great tools, great perks. Check it out. Thank them for sponsoring this podcast and the blog. Check out the blog. Go to AmWager.com. For the exactas, Bonnie South and En Voutant over. Bonnie South and En Voutant, Venetian Harbor and Speech. Again, I think Speech likes to run second. Another exact is going to be Venetian Harbor over Bonnie South and En Voutant because there's no value in putting Speech in second. For the trifecta, we're going to play Bonnie South and En Voutant over Bonnie South, En Voutant, Venetian Harbor, and Speech over Bonnie South, En Voutant, Venetian Harbor, and Speech. This is just trying to make money. If Venetian Harbor wins, we lose. But if either Bonnie South or En Voutant wins, the trifecta is going to pay decently enough. I really hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog for the written version at AmWager.com and check out AmWager.com. Become a member if you're not. And go make some money this weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.